You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
Last week, the government announced it was working on legislation to hold companies accountable for modern slavery. World Vision and Tear Fund previously put out an open letter to the government calling for this. For Get Action this week, I spoke to World Vision Advocacy Campaigns and Communications Manager Morgan Feekston about the government's proposed legislation and why it is important to address supply chain exploitation. What do you think about the government's recent announcement that they're working on modern slavery legislation?
Yeah, we're really happy that the government is introducing this legislation. We launched our campaign calling for this law in 2021, so to see this progress is just absolutely amazing. This law is a disclosure law, which means that around 4,000 businesses will now have to assess the risks of modern slavery in their supply chains overseas and modern slavery and worker exploitation in New Zealand, and then report on these risks in a statement that will be available to the public so we can all go have a look at them. And we think it's a great first step because it means that companies who may never have even considered the human rights risks with how their products are being made will now have to become educated on this and consider it. But what we would really love to see is due diligence requirements included in the future. So this would mean that businesses not only have to just report on their supply chains, but they actually have to take action to address these risks when they find them. The good news is the government has committed to introducing these in the future, so we're really looking forward to them actioning that.
And why is eliminating exploitation in our supply chains in Aotearoa so important?
Yeah, so modern slavery is one of the most egregious human rights abuses in the world, and the reality is because it's happening in our supply chains, we're all connected to it and essentially perpetuating it through what we're buying. And as a country that prides herself on being progressive and being fair and treating others with kindness, then these values really need to extend to the people that make our products and the people, you know, that are making what our society is built upon, so that they're also treated with fairness and dignity. And I think at the end of the day, it's really important just because they're humans, you know, they're people's children, their mothers, their fathers, their sisters, and surely in Aotearoa, we couldn't fathom these things happening to our own family, so we shouldn't be okay with this happening to the people that make our products either.
How widespread would you say supply chain exploitation is within Aotearoa's companies?
Yeah, so in New Zealand, we know that migrant exploitation is a big issue in many industries, so including agriculture, wine, construction. You know, it's estimated that there were around 8,000 people in slavery in New Zealand in 2021. In Aotearoa's overseas supply chains, World Vision recently surveyed over 200 companies in New Zealand and found that most were sourcing products that are very high risk of being made using modern slavery. And then we found that on top of that, almost half of companies don't really know who's making these products or where they're coming from, and found that most don't have a strong understanding of modern slavery and aren't taking any action to address slavery risks. So, you know, based on what we know from our research and what we know about how complex the world's supply chains are, I think it's safe to say that exploitation in our businesses is an issue.
And you mentioned that this is a good first step. Did this new legislation cover everything that you were calling for in your open letter? And is there anything else that you would recommend the government do to further address modern slavery?
We really hope to see due diligence requirements included in this initial law because we know that we need both disclosure reporting and due diligence to effectively address slavery in our supply chains. However, we understand the phased approach the government took and are just really looking forward to when this law includes both elements in the future. In terms of, in general, ways that the government could go further in addressing modern slavery, I think we can increase resources for people, particularly migrants in New Zealand, to make complaints if they're in situations of exploitation. And we can also increase resources within government to ensure that those complaints are actually being investigated, being handled properly, and that, you know, these people are being treated fairly and given the justice that they deserve.
And that was World Vision Advocacy Campaigns and Communications Manager Morgan Feekston talking about why it is important for Aotearoa to address supply chain exploitation.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.